The Sacramento Business Journal's digital editor, Sonia Sorich, joins us now for our weekly chat about business stories. Hey, Sonia.
Hey, Steve.
A Midtown restaurant that opened last summer, Saddle Rock, has shut its doors.
It filled a space in Midtown previously known as Capital Dime. Local restaurateur Chris Jaros, who is an owner of Saddle Rock, basically said that he is focusing on some of his other upcoming projects. That includes expanding the Broderick Roadhouse brand, which is also his. Broderick is known for its burgers, and it has three new local sites in the works. Those are in Folsom, Roseville, and on Howe Avenue. Chris Jaros also has projects underway in Carmichael's Milagro Center and in the state capitol.
Well, any chance Saddle Rock could return in the future?
That's possible. Jaros said he's putting the concept on hold for now, but you could see the Saddle Rock brand eventually show up again in a historic location locally. The current incarnation of the eatery did pay tribute to a restaurant of the same name from Sacramento's past.
An empty office building in El Dorado Hills could get some new life with the possible arrival of a rapidly expanding public charter school based in Roseville called John Adams Academy.
The school is negotiating to buy a two-story office building in the El Dorado Hills Business Park. At least that's according to TREP, which tracks the commercial mortgage-backed securities market. The school's website confirms that it is considering opening a location somewhere in El Dorado County.
What's the story behind the building it could fill in El Dorado Hills? Why is it empty?
The last tenant moved out late last year, but before that, the building suffered a big hit when a building materials company moved out last summer.
How would this fit into the school's expansion strategy?
Well, the charter school opened its Roseville campus in 2011, and it's had a variety of notable developments since then. It purchased its Roseville campus in 2014, and about a year later, the school announced plans to buy and fill the former Heald College building in Roseville. It's also building a school in Lincoln. The school says it offers a classical liberal arts curriculum combined with servant leadership training, and of course, the school is tuition-free.
Japanese discount store Daiso is well known in other parts of the state. It's now expanding in the Sacramento area after opening a standalone store in the region relatively recently.
That store opened in Roseville's Galleria last February at almost 3,600 square feet. Now, this site was smaller than many of the company's other stores. Now it looks like Daiso has two larger local stores in the works. The company is apparently planning a store with more than 7,000 square feet in South Sacramento's Delta Shore Center and one with more than 8,000 square feet in Natomas.
Well, it seems like most retailers are getting smaller and closing stores. What's different about this company?
Daiso has been known to attract very long lines, especially at its openings. And at least in the relatively early days of the Roseville store, the location sometimes reached capacity and there was even a line to get in. Part of the popularity is because Daiso is a discount store. As we know, many discount retailers are thriving. Many of the products at Daiso cost just $1.50 and they range from stationery to cleaning supplies. But there's also the experience-oriented element that we often talk about. Now, these are Japanese products, most of which are made in-house. Shoppers generally can't find them elsewhere, and so that adds to the appeal of the store.
And finally, Sacramento Beer Week kicked off Thursday. What can beer fans expect this year?
There's a diverse assortment of festivities. There's a Beer Week 5K this weekend. It's also worth noting that as we see beer-related businesses pop up throughout the region, Sacramento Beer Week isn't associated only with the city of Sacramento. There's an event devoted to sour beers this weekend in El Dorado Hills, and even a beer and cupcake pairing coming up in Roseville and many more activities beyond that. I think it's safe to predict that the Beer Week offerings will only continue to grow in the future. This week, the California Craft Brewers Association said that there are now more than 800 craft breweries across the state.
That's Sonia Sorich with the Sacramento Business Journal. Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you.
You'll find more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.